This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. The state's Ethics Commission has found that former Governor John Hickenlooper improperly accepted gifts from corporations while in office. Here's CPR's Andrew Kenny.
The Independent Ethics Commission says that Hickenlooper twice violated the state's ban on valuable gifts to public officials. In one case, he flew on a plane operated by the home builder MDC Holdings to the commissioning of a submarine and also attended events hosted by the company. In another, he paid for airfare and lodging at a conference in Italy, but allegedly received free meals and transportation. The commission dismissed four other allegations. It will likely fine Hickenlooper for the violations, which are sure to come up in his U.S. Senate run. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Colorado Springs home prices fell in May after they climbed steadily the previous 5 months. That's according to the Pikes Peak Association of Realtors. The median price for a single-family home fell $10,000 between April and May to $350,000 in Colorado Springs. The drop came after the coronavirus largely shut down real estate markets nationwide. In Denver, the median home price is now more than $100,000 higher than in Colorado Springs. And RTD will suspend bus service to and from downtown Denver today as more crowds are expected to gather for protests. Two dozen bus routes will detour around the area. Trains into Union Station will run their regular schedules, but other rail lines like the L and the H lines will not go downtown. And you're listening to CPR News and KRCC.